Well, Power Hour Nation, this is Jim Fetzer once again sitting in for Daniel. I'm so appreciative for having this opportunity. Once again, I have with me is my sidekick, Danny Siras, with extensive law enforcement background. And we're going to begin really pretty much where we began before, where mainstream media are reporting the CDC 2,794 deaths following these experimental COVID injections, where Europe has nearly double that number, plus almost a quarter of a million injuries. And what's crucial to appreciate is this only a small percentage of the actual deaths and injuries. In fact, this number is only 1 to 5%. If for simplicity, you assumed it's 1%. That means there are actually roughly 100 times more deaths going on. So if the CDC is reporting 2,794 deaths multiplied by 100, you get 279,400 deaths. And similarly, 250,000 has to be multiplied so that we've got many, many millions of injuries, which the mainstream is not reporting. Health Impact News has observed, judging by reported surveys among Americans who plan to get one of these experimental injections, more than half the population actually believes the CDC that these thousands of deaths following injections are coincidence and have nothing to do with the injections. Not only is the fact that 2,794 times 100, as I've observed, have died following COVID-19 injections headline news, it's clearly criminal. It's a form of murder by injection. As readers have told us, network news is telling everyone there have been no deaths related to COVID-19 injections, and they can legally make that claim because they're repeating what the CDC is saying. Where the CDC, we have to recognize, is a corrupt private organization with no elected officials, holds numerous patents on vaccines, earns revenue from the sale of vaccine, and is actually the public relations and marketing arm of Big Pharma. That's how you want to think of the CDC, the publishing and marketing arms of Big Pharma. Meanwhile, we have an eminent doctor who's been censored, but who's testified to the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, Dr. Peter McCullough. This is an important guy, exceedingly well qualified. This was addressing the Texas State Senate Health and Human Service Committee, where he's providing thorough information on what's actually going on, where the data, he explains, could have saved over 500,000 deaths in the United States alone that are being attributed to the coronavirus. I'm not talking now about the deaths from the vaccines, but the deaths from the coronavirus, which could have been saved had they been promoting, for example, hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, is an internist and cardiologist, a professor of medicine at Texas A&M University Health and Science Center. He's distinguished as the most published person in history in his field and editor of two major medical journals. He explained from the beginning of the pandemic, he refused to let his patients languish at home with no treatment and be hospitalized when it was too late. So they put together a team of doctors to appropriately prescribe off-label use of conventional medicine, which would include HCQ, of course. The interesting thing was, while there were 50,000 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on COVID, not a single one told doctors how to treat it. When does that happen? I was absolutely stunned. And when this paper was published, it became the most cited paper in basically all of medicine at that time in the world. Why? Because he was explaining what to do about it. He did a video, went viral within a week. YouTube, however, declared they'd violated the terms of the community and they banned it. That's what they do. Anytime you have something that contests the official narrative about COVID or a host of other issues, but especially now the vaccines or the pandemic, they're going to ban it. because they become instruments of the deep state, have no doubt about it. Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, all denying the American people access to the information they need at the time they need it. You can check out the blog here, as well as several others that I have on jamesfetzer.org, including my first report, link to my first report on the coronavirus phenomenon, real or fiction, already back in 26 May of 2020. 26 May of 2020, you can link to it there. Meanwhile, we know HCQ is good. Facebook and JAMA, that's a Journal of the American Medical Association, admit they got it wrong. After 440,000 Americans are dead, Facebook and the American Journal of Medicine admit their stand on HCQ is wrong. These people should be prosecuted. I believe that. In reference to early treatments that have been widely used outside the West with great success, having about 1% to 10% of the death rates reported throughout the rest of the world, he turned attention to the media suppression of information, asking, when was the last time you turned on the news and got a window to the outside world? When did you get an update about how the rest of the world is handling COVID? Never. What's happened in this pandemic is the world has closed in on us. There's only one doctor whose face is on TV now. One, not a panel. As doctors, we always work in groups. We always have different opinions. There's not a single media doctor on TV who's ever treated a COVID patient. Not a single one. Not a single person in the White House task force who's ever treated a patient. Isn't that amazing? Think about the complete and total blind spot. And, of course, the figure who's appearing on television is Dr. Anthony Tony the Rat Fauci, whom I declare will go down as the greatest mass murderer in history, being responsible for more death and devastation in the United States and all of our foreign enemies combined. Meanwhile, you'll also find I embedded another documentary, the DNC CV conspiracy, how BLM, Antifa, and the Black and the DNC agenda fit together, that I originally published on 26 July 2020. That's embedded here, too, including, of course, a report from Senator Scott Jensen, M.D. He's a state senator in Minnesota, how he was pressured to sign COVID-19 as the cause of death for a patient who'd never been tested, and where he was, I believe, the first to report hospitals were being paid $30,000 to list a patient as COVID-19 and $39,000 to put him on a ventilator. Danny, this is all just stunning stuff. Have you been tracking what's been going on here?
I've been following the COVID as close as I can and some of the news that's coming out, you know. But what really upsets me about this thing the most, and I'm not a doctor, Dr. Fetzer, but what upsets me the most is early on, we had several doctors, and I can't remember all the names because there were so many of them that have come out with the HCQ prescription. There was one that I had saved through the internet. He actually wrote the prescription and put it out very clearly, and it was HCQ, some antibiotics, and some zinc.
Right.
There might have been one more item in
there. No. HCQ, the Z-Pack, and zinc. Yes, I've taken it myself. You're absolutely right, Danny. And we had many physicians who were treating hundreds of patients, and every single one of them survived, as I recall. It's astounding.
That's what I was about ready to say is, you know, the one doctor that I watched very closely said he was running a 100% track record amongst all ages. And, you know, what I thought early on is, why is it that the media would be giving him a hard time? He was trying to get it out to the world. He was trying to explain his success rate. But yet the media was giving him a hard time for talking about his success rate. And early on, I kept saying to myself, why would they be harassing and trying to suppress a doctor who's trying to help and tout a success rate and give out a treatment for other doctors? That made no sense at all. And of course, now here we are today, and it makes perfect sense if a small group of people wanted them to be, wanted there to be a lot of death, people getting sick, for no reason. Now, if you were somebody like that, of course, maybe you might try to suppress it. So we know it's been out for a while. We know all about the track record.
Those are excellent comments, Danny. And here we have a whole nother line of proof that this pandemic is fake, coming from the life insurance industry. Listen to this. Ben Swan, having an expert in mathematical modeling and statistics, who's in the life insurance industry and is explaining the COVID pandemic is not affecting their bottom line. Listen to this.
So just how deadly is the coronavirus? You know, if you listen to the media or people like Dr. Anthony Fauci, they will convince you that COVID-19 is the most deadly disease possibly ever in the history of mankind. But the numbers don't actually back that up. And one way to know that is by looking at something called life insurance and the rates surrounding life insurance. Today, we talk with Bob Burnett of Create Tailwind about what he has found when it comes to those life insurance numbers and why they tell a very different story than what you're hearing in the media. I was talking with Bob and Jim just a couple weeks ago as we were talking about Create Tailwind, and Bob brought up a very important issue that we decided to create into a separate episode because I think it's such an important issue. Bob and Jim both work with life insurance. That's part of their infinite banking process, is using life insurance. And Bob mentioned to me in one of our conversations that one of the things he's noticed is that life insurance rates have not changed as a result of COVID-19. And on top of that, the death rate in America has not really not changed in 2020 either. And that is significant because if you think about what we're being told about COVID, we're led to believe that we're in the midst of one of the most deadly and dangerous viruses in the history of the world. If that were true, shouldn't life insurance reflect that? Well, technically it should, but it doesn't. So let's bring in Bob Burnett. Bob, thanks for being with us. Just tell us a little bit about what you have found in terms of looking at this issue and what stands out to you about life insurance as it relates to COVID deaths.
I watch the media cover this topic. I find it very interesting that they don't go to what I believe is the most obvious source for information about this, which is the life insurance industry. And I am involved in the life insurance industry. I also have a background in mathematical modeling and statistics. And it seems to me that when you're looking especially at mortality, there's no better benchmark than the insurance industry. And they have to be honest about it, because if they react to it with an increase in rates, obviously their sales are going to go down. And if they react to it by increasing their reserve levels, then the dividends go down. So they kind of have this situation where they have to be true and honest to the situation. And in examining it, if we went to at least the life insurance companies I work with, and we said on March 1st of 2020, hey Ben, you want $1 million term life insurance policy or whole life insurance policy, you would have been given a certain rate. If we went and asked them for the same quote today, they would charge you exactly the same price. So they also have had no changes in their approval rates for people in terms of the health rating that they place on these people. So when you get insurance, you get a rate, you get a health level, and then the insurance companies also have to set up a reserve to pay all the death benefits for the tens of thousands of policies they have in place already, and they have not really made any changes in their reserve structure.
So help us to understand how this works, because when it comes to life insurance, essentially they're not acting according to what media pundits say, certainly not according to what, you know, the talking heads on television have to say. They're focused on actual raw numbers, and the raw numbers, it sounds like, are not bearing out this idea that we have seen a spike in mortality, correct?
The mortality of the base of people applying for life insurance really hasn't changed. And I think when you examine, you know, the under 70 age population, mortality rates pretty much unchanged. Those who are not obese, pretty much unchanged. Those who are not on smokers, pretty much unchanged. So they look at it and say, no, there really isn't a material change. And the statistician part of me, I've actually gone back and looked at the modeling. And so if you look at the time period from 1950 to present, the range of deaths per thousand has been from about 8.1 deaths to about 9.5 deaths per thousand over that entire period. And it's actually been on the rise every year since 2009. Hmm. So we've actually seen a very steady increase in deaths. Now, part of that, I believe, is just the aging population of the U.S. Now, the other thing is that rate that we have, which in, just prior to COVID, so in 2019, our death rate was about 8.8 per thousand. And there were several, what I would call modern developed countries. For instance, the UK was at 9.4, Italy was at 10.7, Germany was at 11.5. So those are the deaths per thousand rates within those population bases. And so we don't know the final rate for 2020 yet, but I'm seeing numbers between like 9.5 and 10.5. So you might see a slight spike in that number relative to what the trend line would have been, but it's actually quite minor. And when looked at globally, it's still well within the parameters of developed countries. So going back to the insurance companies, it's fairly apparent that they're looking at this situation as essentially within the norms of the statistical probabilities of their models.
Yeah, there's an adage, the old adage, right, that follow the money. I guess that's part of what we're seeing here, is that when it comes to money, if you track industries that essentially are built upon the idea of mortality, they are probably the best reflection in terms of what's actually going on out there.
I think what it says is that if you are in the general population, you're under 70, you're not obese, which by the way clearly is the number one factor, you don't have any material change in your mortality rate. Now, could COVID hit you and you could get sick? Sure. I don't think I am or anybody is seriously denying the existence of the disease. But the fear that has been projected on society about mortality has been grossly, grossly exaggerated.
I think that's just a wonderful report we have from Ben Swan and from this expert in insurance modeling and statistics, Danny. How does it strike you?
Well, yeah, sir. I mean, he's talking about the overall deaths and what's going on with the COVID deaths. And, insurance companies have to monitor this because the money is tied to it. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. I know several people in the insurance business, and it just doesn't make sense, sir. The numbers aren't adding up. Things are just not as we're being told.
I think that's exactly right, Danny. And nevertheless, the censorship continues. Here you have YouTube censoring DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who brought together a group of experts to discuss this. YouTube's removed a video of a public health roundtable hosted by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with a panel of scientists and researchers who challenged the effectiveness of COVID-19 lockdowns and masks. What could be more relevant, Danny, to the public than to have a discussion of these issues and the ups and the downs, the pros and the cons, but YouTube won't allow it. The roundtable took place at the state capitol in Tallahassee on March 18th, featuring former White House coronavirus advisor Scott Atlas, epidemiologist Professor Sentra Gupta, and researchers Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and Dr. Martin Koldorf, all of whom are eminently qualified. discussing how public health measures adopted during the pandemic to mitigate the spread of the virus, including quarantining healthy people, shutting businesses down, and mandating mask wearing, were inspired in part by fear rather than by scientific evidence. Indeed, what I would say, Danny, were inspired by politics and had virtually nothing to do with an actual medical emergency. Jeffrey Tucker, this is not Carlson, Tucker Carlson, Jeffrey Tucker, writing for the American Institute for Economic Research, was the first to notice YouTube had taken it down. With no warning, no announcement, no explanation, YouTube on April 7th suddenly deleted the entire video from its platform. Tucker, not again, not Carlson, harshly criticized YouTube's action. When the CDC and WHO began to contradict themselves on many issues, including immunities and their source, YouTube took a different direction, curating the science themselves and deleting any video its employees didn't like. Danny, this is completely outrageous because YouTube doesn't have any qualifications. It doesn't have scientists and medical experts on its payroll. This is pure blatant political censorship. And, of course, we know they have been favoring the left. They've been censoring Trump, conservative views, or even my own videos and discussions about Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Orlando and Dallas, Charlottesville, Parkland, Las Vegas. We'll be right back with the Power Hour here at Evolution.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
I've been taking the Curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 Curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 Curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Once again, Power Hour Nation, this is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel. Let me remind you of some of the key considerations here about this pandemic where we've been so massively misled. The SARS-CoV-2 virus has never been isolated. Well, if you haven't isolated the virus, then you can't possibly develop a vaccine. So what do we actually have? The vaccines they're promoting, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, do not cure the virus. They only suppress symptoms. This is how they could bring it out so fast. It doesn't actually cure you. So you remain capable of transmission. Many of you think that if you get the virus, you've been cured, but it's not true. This is why Fauci is insisting we have to continue to wear our masks, a point to which I shall return. These are not traditional vaccines, which operate, are efficacious because they introduce a weak strain of the threat to which your body then develops immunities, antibodies. But that's not what they do. These use mRNA, which performs the feat of gene splicing. It actually changes your DNA. I had the benefit of featuring Dr. Judy Mikovits on last Wednesday's show, a combined broadcast of the Raw Deal with the Wisdom Circle on Revolution Radio. And the question I asked her right out of the gate was, Judy, I have received reports that this mRNA changes your immune system and actually makes you vulnerable to threats that in the past you would have been able to shrug off, and that I've also heard reports that it turns your body into a protein manufacturer, particularly prions, these devastating proteins that eat holes in the brains of cows and produce mad cow disease. So we're going to get an analog of mad man disease or mad human disease. And she confirmed that I was correct. This is, of course, extremely troubling. And it means the risks of the vaccines are greater than the risks from the virus, which, as we're hearing from the insurance industry, appear to be minimal. They're not making a difference. if you go all the way back to that early report I did on the coronavirus phenomenon back in 2020, I was already showing how European mortality rates for a dozen or more European nations similarly did not show any increase in death, which means the claim that there was a huge spike in death as a consequence was a fabrication. It was fake news. And where many of you may be aware that while last year there were 38 million cases of the flu, today, this year, they're reporting fewer than 2,000. What do you think? We just lost, nearly 3 million cases of the flu just disappeared. No, they've just reclassified them as COVID to, you know, this medical fear porn. It's outrageous. And bear in mind, the FDA has actually never approved any of these vaccines, only on an emergency basis. So if you hear that the FDA has approved these vaccines, they've only done so in the qualified sense. They haven't approved them for their safety. They've only approved them for their emergency use. And Fauci, of course, to whom I refer as Tony the Rat, has declared that even if you're vaccinated, you still need to wear a mask. He's not talking about one mask. He's talking about wearing two or three, which is absurd on multiple grounds. Number one, the masks weren't going to help you to begin with because they can only filter out particles that are 0.3 microns or larger, whereas the virus is only 0.1 micron. And where, in addition, Fauci himself knows, because he and his colleagues did a study of the Spanish flu and even published a report about it, where they discovered that the Spanish flu, the vast number of deaths, where this brought about tens of millions of deaths worldwide, were not caused by the flu, but were caused by bacterial pneumonia. And where it just turns out that bacterial pneumonia infections are promoted by wearing face masks. Danny, this man is savage. And I declare again, he is going to go down as the greatest mass murderer in history. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on Fauci is he's nothing more than a deep state puppet. You know, I often wonder what they have on this guy that they would get him to come out and, mislead the population as he's done. You know, Dr. Fetzer, he changes his mind constantly. One minute you see him giving an interview where you don't need a mask. Then he said, well, now you need a mask. Now you need two masks. He goes back and forth constantly. He's not consistent. He's not reliable. He's just not credible. And anybody listening to that guy at this point, when you have all these other research doctors coming out, as you pointed out, Dr. Mikovich, hundreds of other doctors like her pointing to either HCQ and many of the other types of treatments that have been developed for this, he just won't acknowledge it. There's actually something wrong with him, and I don't know if there's something wrong. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's being controlled. It's a matter of who's controlling him. We have pictures of him with Bill Gates, hanging out with Bill Gates. I mean, I think the public can generally see what's going on, sir, at this point, that we're being misled by a small group of people that obviously want people to get sicker and don't want them to get any better.
Well, Danny, when you have this Biden-Harris administration encouraging wearing face masks, wanting to move for, you know, mandating vaccinations if they can do it, you have to ask, whose interest are they promoting? Because they're obviously not promoting the interests of the American people. Similarly, during our border crisis, I published a piece as an open letter to President Trump that the migrants that the Biden administration is now bussing into red states, as many as 30,000, Danny, turn out to be young men of military age. They look very fit. They have close-cropped haircuts. Based upon my experience as a Marine Corps officer, when I take a look, these appear to be unarmed military. And they're being bused to various red states and other locations within the United States where they could be readily provided with arms and provide a guerrilla force that could compromise the ability of the United States to defend itself. I mean, Danny, 30,000, that's equivalent to three Army divisions. So what in the world is the Biden administration doing here? And, of course, as we know, these people aren't being tested for COVID. It's not just a catch-and-release. It's a catch-and-bus policy that's completely outrageous unless you believe there's a deeper agenda at work or something far more sinister, which many have suggested that in a cartoon, for example, a reporter asked this pesky woman, you know, the press secretary, what would it require for the Biden administration to declare the border situation a crisis? And she said, well, if it turned out that they were going to register to vote Republican, and I think that's part of the problem. The Democrats want to change the demographics. Now, here we have, from an unusual source, the Anti-Defamation League, that immigration has a high fertility rate of minorities would lead to a catastrophic great replacement. This is pretty damn interesting, published in the Oons Review. Get this. The Anti-Defamation League has called for Fox to fire Tucker Carlson because he defended a white supremacist theory that says whites are being replaced by people of color. In a letter to Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott, the head of the ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt, said Carlson's rhetoric was not just dog whistle to racists, it was a bullhorn. The white nationalist great replacement theory, otherwise known as white genocide, says people of color are replacing white people through immigration in the Western world. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, some white supremacists also say Jews and progressive politicians are furthering this change. He said Thursday, during a guest appearance on Fox, that the left and all the little gatekeepers on Twitter become literally historical if you use the term replacement. If you suggest the Democratic Party is trying to replace the current electorate of voters, now casting ballots with new people, more obedient voters from the third world. I watched Tucker make this presentation, Danny. It was brilliant. Carlson, he was concerned about his voting rights and that he had less political power because they are imposing a brand new electorate. Tucker said it wasn't a racial issue, but frankly, the Anti-Defamation League has made it a racial issue in relation to the state of Israel as the national homeland of the Jewish people. Listen to this. The proposal of a binational state or a one-state solution is nothing less than an indirect attempt to bring about an end to the state of Israel as a national homeland of the Jewish people. A binational state in principle and in practice would mean the ideological end of the Jewish state of Israel and lead to the forsaking of Jewish nationalism and identity, along with its special status as a refuge for Jews fleeing persecution. Furthermore, binationalism is unworkable given current realities and historic animosities, with historically high birth rates among the Palestinians and a possible influx of Palestinian refugees and their descendants now living around the world. Jews would quickly become a minority within a binational state, thus likely ending any semblance of equal representation and protection. In this situation, the Jewish population would be increasingly politically and potentially physically vulnerable. Well, this is pretty damn fascinating, Danny, if you think about the United States. And guess what? We have a parallel here. 44% of French population growth has been driven by migration. That was in 2017. Since 2006, the proportion of non-migrants adding to the country's overall population saw a downward trend as population growth driven by mass migration saw an increasing trend. I mean, Danny, this is exactly what we can expect here in the United States. While France has one of the highest birth rates in the European Union, it has seen a steady decline in recent years, with 2020 seeing one of the lowest birth rates the country has seen since the end of World War II. The issue has become so prominent at least two parties say they're looking to make it a major topic of discussion ahead of next year's presidential elections in France. From 2016 to 2019, France has also seen an increase in migrants from non-European countries, with African migrants increasing from 62,000 in 2006 to 112,000 in 2019. European migration, by contrast, has largely declined since 2006. Danny, my suspicion is this is another motivation for this migration from the border to bring in a minority population that's going to reproduce at a more rapid rate, and combine that, Danny, with what many physicians have reported to be a sterility ingredient in the COVID injections that's going to be reducing the recipient's rate of reproduction. And I think you have a program to reconstitute the demographics of the United States. Your thoughts?
It sure looks like it to me. What I see is very troubling is these people are coming over and they're not being checked for any diseases. You know, way back in the day, people coming into the United States had to be quarantined for a time to make sure that they were clear of any sort of diseases. And we don't see any of that going on. We're seeing this crisis of the border. We're seeing they're bringing them over, you know, by the thousands, as you pointed out. And that's very concerning to me. Why are they not concerned at the border? And why is this, this Biden, whatever you want to call it, why are they not concerned about this as they plant them around the United States with these buses? It doesn't make any sense. What it does look like to me, sir, is they don't have the votes. They know they don't have the votes. They had to cheat during the election, and they're simply using the third world. What they're doing is they're reaching out to the third world. They're using our welfare system or our tax dollars, if you will, against us. And they're paying these people. They're letting them get welfare checks by signing up with fraudulent driver's licenses, as you've done many reports on the motor voter law in many of the Democrat states. Then they use that. They go down and they get benefits, and then they also work under the table. And these people are registering, and they're voting. Not every single one, but quite a few. And then they end up having children that become citizens who become Democrats. And what I see it as is simply the Democrats are planting crops. As a farmer plants corn and then it grows, what the Democrats are doing is they're bringing the third world in here. They're planting them. They plan on letting them grow. And what are they going to grow into, sir? They're going to grow into Democrat voters. That's exactly what's going on. It is a replacement. And as far as I'm concerned, sir, all citizens of the United States are under direct attack right now by the globalists. That's the way I see it.
Well, Danny, you know, many economists and public policy experts have observed that you cannot combine open borders with a welfare state. And the promises that are being made to these migrants is like a red carpet treatment. They're not only being put up hotels, and it may even be with room service at taxpayer expense, but they're going to be given, you know, stimulus checks much, much larger than being given to the American people. And yet it's the American people who are paying for all of this. I mean, it is disgusting, absolutely disgusting what the Biden administration is doing here. And now, of course, they're talking about packing the Supreme Court. Biden has issued an executive order to create a commission to study expansion of the Supreme Court. Well, guess what? A video he made back in 1983, when he was attacking the idea of packing the Supreme Court as originally proposed by FDR as a bonehead idea, has now surfaced. This is pretty fascinating. Lots of netizens, citizens of the internet, have trolled POTUS over a video recently resurfaced, which shows then-Senator Joe Biden slamming former President FDR's push to pack the Supreme Court. The video, which dates back to 1983, has Biden telling his colleagues about Roosevelt, who clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court, but that it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make, and it put in question there for an entire decade the independence of the most significant body in the United States. It was totally within his right to do that. He violated no law. He was legalistically absolutely correct, but it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make. Twitter users were quick to issue sarcastic remarks, with one arguing that POTUS is now himself a self-described bonehead, and another calling Biden a person who used to pretend to have principles. Here are some of the tweets. Ron Murphy: the problem for political lifers like Joe is that there's a lot of video evidence of them to choose from when they say stupid things. Koshi Mayogo: he used to pretend to have principles. Susan Heimel: he is so fake. Sad times. Joanna: this is a different Joe, a Muppet. Ira Pollack: as Obama said, never underestimate Biden's ability to F things up. Bulldog 80: he's always been a foolish man. Shame, shame on the people of Delaware for inflicting us on him for 127 years. He's created a commission, Danny. He wants to go forward with this idea, but I believe it would be impossible without actually amending the Constitution. So his proposal for a court packing would have to go through the House, the Senate, signed by the president, and then sent for the states, where I believe either two-thirds or three-quarters would have to support it. I find that highly unlikely, Danny. But the very idea, he's entertaining the idea, I believe does indeed confirm that he himself is a bonehead. Your thoughts?
Well, he's showing the American people, sir, that he's nothing more than a globalist. I mean, to pack the court, I mean, what they want to do is dilute the court, put more judges on there that will do what they say. And that would completely destroy the Constitution and destroy our court system as we know it. I mean, we already have corruption we saw at an amazing level through the election. Everybody is extremely already upset at the court and their non-action during the election. But to suggest to put more judges on there, and how many more judges do we need? You know, every judge they add, if they keep adding, they're going to dilute it. It's going to end up looking like the Ninth Circuit, you know, out of California. And we know how they rule with their rulings. I mean, it'll end up looking like a banana republic. And, of course, it is a bonehead idea. It was stupid back then. It's stupid now. And again, I just believe, sir, that the globalist Donald Trump, you know, was set us on a really good path. We had record everything, period. And they're just literally coming in here as fast as they can and trying to set fire to everything that he's done, and set fire to everything in America, completely destroy it, from the migrants coming in using the third world, destroying the courts. From the false flags to go after gun rights. I mean, we're under attack under so many different levels. It's just amazing that the Democrats don't see this, or any Democrat supporters, for that matter, don't see what's going on, sir.
Danny, it is absolutely astonishing. It's like they want to turn the United States inside out, upside down. Black is white, false is true. Doublespeak, 1984, we are you, we are here, and it's outrageous. Where Biden is so clearly cognitively incompetent, the situation is unbelievably bad. In fact, you have Biden also issuing executive actions to fight gun crime epidemic. Quoted by CNN, gun violence in this country is an epidemic, going so far as to describe it as an international embarrassment. But what's the international embarrassment, Danny, is the Biden administration, with incompetence, a man who's cognitively impaired as president, a feeble representative, and a vice president who's missing in action. She was designated to be the point man for the administration on the border, and she is nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be heard. Biden's issued these executive orders, actually properly executive actions, about red flag laws, ignoring that red flag laws were already in Colorado since January 1st of 2020, but did nothing to hinder or prevent the Boulder attack, which was, of course, completely staged, as we've thoroughly explained. Others about AR pistols with stabilizers. His claims about background checks at gun shows turn out to be false, but fact checkers have checked it out. Most people don't know it. If you walk into a store, you can buy a gun, have a background check. But if you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want with no background check. But it's false. That's not true. According to federal law, commercial sales of guns have to be performed by an individual who then has to perform a mandatory check of a buyer and record of sale, regardless of whether it occurred as a seller's place of business, a gun show, or elsewhere. Biden literally doesn't know what he's talking about. And Danny, while these are being reported by the media as executive orders, they are not, as I shall explain when we come back to the Power Hour. Thank you. We'll be here with Danny Cirrus.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.